This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything that you want. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well. The Skype username is lrn.fm. Plus, there's our Discord on-air call-in line room over at discord.lrn.fm. That's another way for you to get on with us and sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio with me, Ian,
Melanie,
and Mark.
So I heard about this earlier today. Mark, you also apparently brought the same story in to discuss tonight. Alex Jones has been banned, and I think you used the word censored, and we got into a discussion about whether censor is a word you can use outside of the government doing something. And I'd say that's open to interpretation, but
that's what people who lose arguments say.
He was banned. We'll have to agree to disagree.
No, we won't. I can choose not to.
We can agree to disagree about agreeing to disagree as well. But anyway, the news here is that Alex Jones has not only been banned from Facebook and YouTube, but apparently also Apple Computers has targeted Jones's podcast. Now,
okay, that makes it sound like you can't access the website from an Apple computer, and that's not the case.
No. His website still exists. What I'm saying is his podcast has been taken down from iTunes. This is what's being reported. I don't have a copy of iTunes to where I can verify this, so I'm just going to take it as true because, in my opinion, iTunes is, a piece of garbage as far as software is concerned, but that's what people use for downloading podcasts.
The number one way that isn't somebody going directly to find our show that people download the show.
It is the
lot
number
of
one.
People use iTunes to access Free Talk Live's podcast.
And I'm grateful that we're on there. But, as apparently today's news shows, if somebody gets a hair up their butt at Apple, you get pulled down. And so they claim it was a hate speech or policy violation. The story here from CNBC, according to the news by Ryan Brown, Apple, Facebook, YouTube, and apparently Pinterest. From what I understand, that's a social,
it's for posting pictures of your dresses and your nails and your cute puppies covered in flowers.
So it's, how is
it
different?
Let's not forget the recipes. I mean, seriously.
How is it different from Instagram, which is also about posting pictures?
I think it's Instagram for older ladies.
I think Instagram is more like still centered around you as a person, whereas...
Okay.
Yeah, no.
Pinterest is more about accomplishments?
If you have really low standards, I guess. But Pinterest is more about, look at my pretty stuff.
A good meal is, by God, an accomplishment as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, but it's not a recipe site, though.
So, according to the story here, it was all shut down, clamped down on content by Alex Jones. So all this happened today, apparently. I wonder if this was coordinated? How strange that it would have all happened on the same day. Or maybe he put something really offensive up over the weekend. Apple confirmed today.
Well, he's on trial right now.
Oh, for what?
It's civil, and so...
Because he had a custody case with his wife earlier this year.
Some time ago. Now it's about defamation. In one case, I believe it's Marcel, brought a case against him for...
Marcel, the former gaynarchist turned communist?
That's correct.
The guy who used to live across the street?
I believe that's the case. has brought a case against him for misidentifying him, but only like his online avatar.
I've heard about this. No, yeah, he, for one of the serial killers, or not serial killers, but mass killers, he was
Alex Jones fingered Marcel.
I don't know who created that. He was falsely put in that.
Yeah,
picture.
That would be going way too far.
Somebody on Alex Jones's website
said that Marcel? A post that Marcel had made was made by the killer, which is true-ish since it was the same thing that was made, but they linked to Marcel as opposed to the killer.
What was it, some kind of lyrics?
A share. Some kind of share. I don't know anything beyond
that. Which killer? Do you remember?
The one from Florida.
Oh, okay, the school shooting, the Parkland
school shooting. David Hogue, you know, I'm a victim, I wasn't even there thing.
So you think he's in a second lawsuit as well in addition to that?
So, yeah, and that's some Sandy Hook parents who are saying...
Because Jones's position on the air previously had been that Sandy Hook was a false flag and that they were crisis actors, which is this conspiracy theory that says that basically no shooting has ever been a real shooting, that it's all been faked by some New World Order conspiracy. It's the most ridiculous, one of the most ridiculous conspiracy theories out
there. Well, you're mischaracterizing the conspiracy theory. The conspiracy theory is that, in fact, Sandy Hook was a one of these manufactured crises that wasn't real.
Isn't that what I just said?
No, you said that all crises.
Oh, but these people believe.
Yes, that's true, but that's not the conspiracy theory. Okay, they would not say.
Well, the theory's the same for all of them. The theory is that whenever a shooting happens, and it doesn't even have to be the school shooting. There was remember the one a few years ago? We had a few calls about this one where there was like a reporter on a pier, and they were given a report, like a live shot to their news TV station, and some lunatic comes up and just pulls out a gun and kills the reporter and the camera person right there, live on television. And we actually had people calling to tell us, oh, that's, you know, it's the crisis actors, it's the New World Order conspiracy. No one would ever go up and shoot somebody like a psychopath. It's always actors.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what they always say whenever it's a shooting. It's never some legitimate, crazed person. It's always some kind of plot by the evil conspiracy warlord, overlord people.
I agree with your characterization.
The ones who control the show.
Your characterization is a mischaracterization.
So what am I mischaracterizing?
If I were to say that your position is the free market will fix everything, is that a mischaracterization of your opinion?
I wouldn't say it'll fix everything, but it's sure as hell would be better than where we're at.
Yes, that's true, but it's still a mischaracterization.
What am I mischaracterizing in this case?
You're saying that they're saying that every incident is a some kind of manufactured.
I have
crisis.
Yet to see a time when they have not blamed.
You're creating
a manufactured
group, right? And so one individual could hold the opinion that Sandy Hook.
Oh, sure, one individual could. I'm making a general statement about the types of people who come at this particular crime of murder, mass murder, and every single time they come out with the same story. In fact, they'll even drag out pictures of their supposed crisis actors and claim that the same actor or actress was involved in more than one of these shootings. So certainly, Mark, there's probably some conspiracy person out there who's like, well, it was the real thing in Parkland, but it was a total fabrication in, the Connecticut
Sandy Hook.
School. Sandy Hook. Sure, somebody out there is like that.
So
Jones's website? And that's who we're talking about today. And he feeds into a lot of these people. Almost every time I've seen, it's always a conspiracy.
If you run a conspiracy theory show, then you have to get out ahead of every single incident that hits the news.
Mm-hmm.
And because otherwise, one of the other conspiracy theory shows will come out and say, this was the New World Order, and Alex Jones doesn't even cover that this is the New World Order, or whatever. So you have to basically, you are pigeonholed at this point. You're stuck saying everything's the New World Order.
That's what they do.
He said that that in all likelihood the oil leak in the Gulf of Mexico, do you remember this?
You're talking about BP, the oil spill?
Yeah, the oil spill was probably done by a submarine. Could have been North Korea. Could have been the United States. Who knows?
Well, I mean, they are definitely creative. You know, they're very imaginative, the conspiracy theory folks. And it's not to say that all conspiracies are false. Certainly, you know, there have been plenty of conspiracies that have been true. And likely there are people in Washington, D.C. and your state capital right now conspiring to do a variety of different things.
Yes, they are.
Whether it be increasing the size and scope of the police state or whatever. So I understand where Jones and his ilk, for lack of a better term, his followers are coming from. I don't blame them for always trying to find some other version of events that's very sexy and interesting. You know, it's exciting to
find
the truth.
I blame them for that. That's a ridiculous way
to think. I can't blame somebody for wanting to uncover some kind of truth that isn't necessarily the purported one.
Right. Lies are out there.
Yeah.
Yeah, making up your own version of a lie is not...
But are they making it up, or do they really believe that that girl's a crisis actor and she was in the last five shootings? Here's the pictures from Fox News.
When she's clearly a crisis actress.
There's more coming up here in moments. 855, 450, free like freedom. We'll talk more about the ban against Alex Jones. And is he going to come out ahead on this? I suspect that he could, because this plays right into his hand. It's Free Talk Live.
Zencash is an end-to-end encrypted system with zero-knowledge technology over which communications, data, or value can be securely transmitted and stored. With over 13,000 secure nodes, Zencash has one of the most distributed secure node systems of any cryptocurrency, and Zencash now has Supernodes. Supernodes will advance the decentralization of the Zencash network and ensure the utility not only of Zencash as a currency, but also the future services that will be layered in the infrastructure. Learn more at Zencash.com.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
Do you operate a retail business and are looking for a solution for point-of-sale cryptocurrency acceptance? It's never been easier thanks to AnyPay.Global. There's no paperwork or approval process to open an account. If you already have a tablet, you're almost done. Just sign up at AnyPay.Global, drop your personal crypto wallet addresses on the setup page, and then load the app. That's it. You're accepting cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Dash at your store. Get started now at AnyPay.Global. AnyPay.Global.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH, with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com. That's wallet.bitcoin.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. See website for details.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO33 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over 1 million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO33 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO33 to 350350.
Angie's List has collected millions of verified reviews of local home service providers, and now they're free for everyone to read. Angie's List makes it easy for you to find top quality service providers in your area for any type of home project. Search for a great pro in your area, or let Angie's List instantly match you to a few who can do the job. To get the most reviews from real customers, all for free, go to AngiesList.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
toll-free number, 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Skype username's lrn.fm. We're talking about the takedown of Alex Jones, a simultaneous attack against him by apparently Apple, Facebook, YouTube, even Pinterest, cracked down on him today. And we're still trying to figure out exactly if there was some sort of thing that Jones did that sparked this over the weekend. Why was it? Did it seem like a coordinated attack by these four companies? So if you know more about it, you're certainly welcome to dial in here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Again, Skype username lrn.fm. Our Discord on-air call-in line room is discord.lrn.fm. It's the first chat room on our Discord server. And so if you're looking for some more liberty-friendly podcast content, because Alex Jones isn't liberty-friendly. He's maybe friendly on some issues. But Tom Woods, definitely pretty freedom-friendly. He's a very liberty-oriented guy. In fact, a lot of people got to know him during the Ron Paul campaigns of 2008 and 2012. He is a New York Times best-selling author, has written over a dozen books, including The Politically Incorrect Guide to American History. Since September of 2013, Tom has been doing his own show every single weekday, which means he's racked up approximately 1,200 episodes so far, with great guests like Ron Paul, Judge Andrew Napolitano, David Stockman, and hundreds more. Topics including war, the Federal Reserve, net neutrality, the FDA, Austrian economics, and other subjects of interest to libertarians. Find the Tom Woods Show online at tomwoods.com or search Tom Woods Show in your favorite podcatcher. As we continue here, Ian, Melanie, and Mark in the studio tonight, the reports all over the place. This is huge news for Alex Jones. If one thing you can say for sure about this is I think that Jones is going to come out on top as far as this is huge publicity for him. He's getting headlines in major media all over the place today.
First off, I believe that iTunes can do what they want with their platform.
Of course they can.
That censorship is a human right. However, understand the Streisand effect will definitely be in play here because Alex Jones is going to make huge hay out of this. He's getting news stories. People who have never thought about downloading Alex Jones's podcast are downloading it right now. So now this in the short term, yeah, they're going to make okay, well, the sun shines.
Yeah. So according to the story here at CNBC, Apple confirmed today it has removed 5 out of 6 podcasts, which includes Jones' infamous The Alex Jones Show, as well as a number of other InfoWars audio streams. Now, according to one of our chatters in the Twitch chat room, and obviously I have not confirmed this yet, Ace Manor, I think. Anyway, the gentleman in the chat room says that his subscribers can still receive his content through iTunes. So if you were subscribing to Jones, presumably they have not disconnected the subscription. So okay. iTunes is supposedly still delivering new MP3s
that
to
doesn't
existing
make
subscribers.
Any sense? And I just checked.
What's confusing about
there. So well, because you would have to go in and put in extra code to say okay. Don't give this to new people, but continue.
So what they've done, apparently, is struck him from the search results, basically. So they have not disconnected all of his existing subscribers. That's the claim, and he says, you know, it's hearsay, it's coming through Reddit, basically.
That's probably the fastest thing one could do to, you know, essentially put somebody on restriction, as
right.
it were, is just slide their name over from the searchable to the unsearchable category.
Right. So that's ostensibly what's going on iTunes, and they did confirm that Facebook and Google have made similar decisions. Facebook removed 4 pages controlled by Jones, while Google removed the official Alex Jones channel on its platform. The YouTube channel for InfoWars, the media company owned by Alex Jones, still remains live. So presumably it was the YouTube channel called Alex Jones Channel that was taken down. Pinterest also removed their InfoWars board. Jones, a controversial conspiracy theorist who has claimed that the 2012 Sandy Hook school shooting was a hoax, has been hit with other content bans from the likes of Spotify. Apple's move seems slightly more dramatic. The company has taken down entire libraries of InfoWars podcasts rather than a few select episodes. Now, that's interesting.
Well, what do you think happens when YouTube bans you? They just keep everything up there?
Well, because that doesn't make sense to me, because the way a podcast works, so people misuse the term podcast. They will call basically any audio archive a podcast, and that is not correct. an audio archive is just that. It's an audio archive.
MP3 files existed before podcasting was a thing.
Podcasting is a way to deliver an MP3 file or some other file to a listener or viewer any time of, like, whenever it's published, basically. So you go to bed at night, Free Talk Live's episode hasn't come out yet, but it comes out in the middle of the night. Your podcast client is set to check our podcast feed, and so it checks the podcast, which is the feed that lists all of the episodes. We provide that. Actually, SoundCloud is currently generating it for us, but we could, if SoundCloud cut us off, we could generate our own podcast on our own website.
We would be eviscerated, and we don't have the power to fight back like AJ does.
Well, I mean, we would just start our own podcast and invite people to subscribe to that.
Sure.
But, you would have to, to some extent, start over from scratch. But what I'm saying here is iTunes can ban Jones's search results. They could disconnect people from his podcast if they wanted to. They could just strike that from their database or whatever and force all clients probably to remove it. But ultimately, as long as you're connected to the podcast, you're going to get the files because iTunes isn't hosting the files. iTunes just is your client. That's the program that the customer or the listener uses to pull down the files from the source. So you don't host your podcast with iTunes, or at least I've never heard of that happening. Maybe that's how Jones was doing it, but that, I didn't know Apple offered some service like that. So I think there may be some sort of misreporting going on here. But,
well, it's not a surprise that, these aren't tech reporters.
Right, people don't understand what a podcast is. Anyway, quote, Apple does not tolerate hate speech, and we have clear guidelines that creators and developers must follow to ensure we provide a safe environment for all of our users. An Apple spokesperson said in a statement on Monday. They said further, quote, podcasts that violate these guidelines are removed from our directory, making them no longer searchable or available for download or streaming. Okay, so that, if it's somehow not available for download, then maybe they did cut people off and maybe the Reddit reports are incorrect. If you're out there and you've actually got iTunes and we're already subscribed to Jones, I'm just curious to know. Maybe you could put it in our Discord chat and, you know, clue us in there as to what's actually going on. Because it's interesting to know exactly how the ban hammer has come down here. But they say further, quote, we believe in representing a wide range of views, so long as people are respectful to those with differing opinions. Now, you know, if Apple's going to make such a big statement, if they're going to release a press release about this, you would think that they would explain, well, okay, what's the hate speech?
So because Apple is kind of an, not opt-in, but a approve-in system, whereas YouTube and Facebook and Twitter both claim to be quasi-free speech, and also they remove things after the fact. You have to be approved by Apple. They have standards. They don't pretend to be, this is our unbiased, open-to-everyone platform.
But why shouldn't they cite what this hate speech is?
Hate speech is. I was trying to tell you at one point. I'm happy to share that.
Oh, okay. I thought you were saying that it was these lawsuits that somehow got out.
Yes.
Sorry, we didn't get to that
part of the lawsuit.
Okay, so let's get into that then. I want to find out what this ostensibly is. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. And do you have a story that confirms that that is indeed the reason?
We read last night on the air.
Okay, I wasn't here.
It's coming to
we're coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
This is Jessica Armand, creator of the fluoride-free oral care brand, My Magic Mud. You're going to love our new products. Our cutting-edge oral rinses deeply soothe your mouth and fight cavities naturally. Our breath spray, My Magic Mist, will invigorate your senses with essential oils of peppermint and eucalyptus. Our clinically proven toothpaste and tooth powders whiten your teeth and detoxify your mouth. Buy discounted bundles direct at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off with coupon code GCN10. MyMagicMud.com.
Hey, Dave, you in for golf this weekend?
Oh, I can't. I promised I'd find a plumber to fix a sink and a painter to paint.
Just use Angie's List.
Doesn't that cost money?
Not at all. It's free to find pros in your area who can do the work. You can even read ratings and reviews from other customers.
What about roofing pros?
Angie's List has pros for everything. And to save time, they'll even match you to the best pros for the job.
Oh, that's awesome. Looks like I'll be able to play after all.
Find the best pros for your next project at AngiesList.com.
USA Radio News.
Today, President Trump signed an executive order that will reimpose sanctions on Iran.
National Security Advisor John Bolton said this was a thing that needed to be done.
Well, our policy is not regime change, but we want to put unprecedented pressure on the government of Iran to change its behavior. And so far, they've shown no indication they're prepared to do that.
Wildfires continue to burn in Northern California, with one fire doubling in size, making it the second biggest fire in the state's history. Many people have evacuated, but not this resident.
My wife and dogs got packed and they left, but I stayed to do what has to be done. At the worst, I'll just jump in the river and let it burn over.
Day four of the Paul Manafort trial for tax evasion and bank fraud is over. Today, Rick Gates, his former business partner, testified that Manafort and him did commit fraud together. This is USA Radio News.
Attention! Sorry I'm talking a little loud because I want to reach people with a hearing problem. Do you want to hear better for just $299? Yes, not thousands, but for $299. You can hear all the sounds you've been missing for years. Hearing Help Express has been helping people hear better, selling top-quality hearing aids for over 30 years. Now is your best chance to hear better with hearing aids for $299 with our free 45-day home trial offer. And you don't even need to leave your home or get a hearing test. Call now to start your free 45-day risk-free home trial offer. All it takes is a free hearing consultation. Learn how Hearing Help Express can improve the quality of your life with better hearing. Call now.
800-516-7448. 800-516-7448. 800-516-7448. That's 800-516-7448.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. You're invited to join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. A crackdown against Alex Jones today happening by multiple mega internet corporations, including Apple, YouTube, Facebook, taking down his channels, taking down his linkage on the search on iTunes. Here in the studio tonight, it's Ian,
Melanie,
and Mark.
We're just kind of taking a close look at this because it's yet another example of, you know, the power and the control that these big corporations that provide content online have over the people that create the content for them. In this case, it is going to be an inconvenience for Alex Jones. However, he certainly has the resources to do a lot of this stuff himself.
He should have never been depending on YouTube and Apple and, what was that, Twitter, Facebook, whatever it was.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I don't know how dependent he was on those platforms. He may have already in place his own distribution system. I'm not sure. I'm not a fan. I mean, we've been on his show. I met him once at the Talkers Convention.
Yeah, I've got a picture with him.
Very nice guy.
He was earnest and humble.
He gave a great keynote speech at that particular event, and you know, as I said, he actually called our show years ago just as a caller. You remember?
But he's had us on his show too.
He has, yeah. No, but he's been a guest on our show. Yep. We've been on his show as guests. But there was a time when he had actually called in maybe two or three times over the last decade, where it was just Alex in Texas on hold.
Yeah.
We went there, and it was Alex Jones.
Which is, by the way, to anybody out there who's wanting to be interviewed by Free Talk Live, hey, what makes you so vain? Pick up the phone and call in.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
Why do I have to invite
you? Alex
Jones
can do it.
I am inviting you now, 855-450-3733. It was good enough for the His Eminence, Alex Jones. It's good enough for you.
So, Mark, you were going to get into telling us what you believe this controversy
what
is about.
What they're calling hate crime, okay?
Hate speech.
What they're saying is that Alex Jones's, call it information, call it misinformation, but the suggestion that there is this group of crisis actors, that Sandy Hook wasn't real, resulted in people reacting, right? Like, some people believe that the people who are playing the parents are a bunch of New World Order stooges, right? What else would they be?
Mm-hmm.
If you believe this...
Right, the conspiracy people who believe in this conspiracy appear to, some of them believe that the school wasn't even a school and that the whole thing was a setup from the
Or that
the
it was closed for 2 years.
Something like that, yeah.
And, you know, a whole variety of things.
Yeah.
And what do you do now, right? Like, if you believed that it was possible that Sandy Hook wasn't real, and you go to Sandy Hook, New Jersey, no, Connecticut, and you look for this school, you're gonna be like, oh, well, you know, that's it's closed, but it could have been closed anytime. What do I know?
Didn't they tear it down or something like that?
Well, there's no splotches where they said there were supposed to be no splotches, so whatever. I mean, like, the story can always, you can always construct a story around the facts as they exist today, and that's what makes these things difficult. People who construct in their mind that this is true may take it too far, and some of them have, so far as making death threats against the families of, you know, in mourning for their child being killed. Imagine what that's like.
But Alex Jones hasn't done anything like that.
No, but the idea is...
And he hasn't advocated anything like that either,
Didn't he recant when the Fox News lady talked to him and, like, cornered him on it? Didn't he, like, come back and say that he didn't really believe?
I do not follow Alex Jones and his recant, his statements and restatements or any of those things. I don't do
but
that.
Was there so-
the statement is that Alex Jones said Sandy Hook bad. Somebody believes Sandy Hook bad. That person contacted the parents and threatened their lives.
So because of something Alex Jones fans did? Or
yes.
An alleged fan?
Yes, that's the idea.
Yes, you're in charge of your... army of robots.
Was it because was there a comment left on a YouTube video or something? Because how could
I understand, they went with, you know, the message. I don't know how the message was delivered, but the message was delivered to the family in some manner.
And YouTube, Facebook, Pinterest, and whatever the other one was,
Now we're just in the pile-on phase. They don't want to be the one... Okay, so if big names ban Jones and you don't...
Can we be banned because James Witt threatens your life on Free Talk Live? Can they ban us for that? Because that's hate speech?
No, because if I were to come on the air on a regular basis and say that we should kill all of, I don't know, some particular group of people, and somebody did it, and then especially if somebody cites Free Talk Live in the process, you can be darn sure radio stations across America...
That's completely different than what you just described. You said if you go on the air and say X people should be killed.
Sure.
Alex Jones didn't say that. What you just told me was one of his fans threatened somebody.
I didn't claim that they did, but if you know, look, people say Alex Jones is conspiracy theory, right? They conflate it together.
He knows a conspiracy show? Yeah, sure.
He's the big boy on the conspiracy theory block.
Yeah.
So
Bell's dead, so yeah.
AJ, conspiracy theory, equals sign, right?
That's
what America believes. So when a conspiracy theorist believes a conspiracy theory, and especially if they can draw some kind of connection to the Alex Jones show, then Alex Jones is then responsible for the person acting on their beliefs in the conspiracy theory to the minds of people who believe in government censorship. Now, to me, I believe that people are responsible for their actions, so it wouldn't particularly matter. But, for me, if I was the judge in this case, this thing would have never been brought forward.
Okay, so according to, at the very least, this story, Mark, Facebook is not saying anything about what you're claiming. So where did you get that claim from exactly?
The story we read last night.
Okay. Is that a major mainstream media story or what?
Yeah, Daryl
was already being banned last night?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, not banned. He was on trial.
On a Sunday.
Yes.
That happens.
Well, the trial wasn't occurring at that moment that we were talking about it, but the trial had occurred
the
week before.
The story here is about bans that have come down today. So I just want to make sure you were talking about this exact same story last night, or were you talking about a trial last night with Jones?
We were talking about the trial and the issues that are at trial. I believe that these things are related, that all of this is coming as for a reason.
So you believe that, but that wasn't specified anywhere that you've seen?
No, Google didn't send me a damn memo, Ian.
So here's some news from CNBC, which says... Facebook has announced that it was removing four of Jones's pages for persistently uploading content in breach of the social network's content guidelines.
Fake news.
The company said it made the decision after receiving additional complaints about inappropriate content on Jones's pages. The pages were removed for glorifying violence, which violates our graphic violence policy, and using dehumanizing language to describe people who are transgender, Muslims, and immigrants, which violates our hate speech policies. So it has nothing to do with some threat being made by a commenter on the Jones page. They're saying it's Jones's content that he or his employees were posting as official The Page. That's what got them banned.
I think that Jones could, some of his content could be filed under fake news. If they're trying
to... didn't claim that. So they claimed dehumanizing language against different groups and glorifying violence.
Okay. Well, I don't know anything about that particularly.
So that's what I was looking for here. The decision was made, they claim, independently of any other companies removing content from their sites, according to Facebook spokesperson. So they're just saying total coincidence. In July.
I'm sure.
This is going to have the conspiracy people going off the wall.
Right.
In July, Facebook removed four of Jones's videos and hit his own personal profile with a 30-day ban over what the firm described as a violation of its policies on bullying and hate speech. The company said at the time the official InfoWars page, among others, where Jones was an administrator, were getting close to the threshold of being banned from the site due to repeated violations. The company explained today that when it deletes content, the removal counts as a strike, essentially a warning against the person that uploaded it. In the case of pages, Facebook said it holds both a page and an administrator who posts content in violation of its rules accountable. And we remember what happened a few years ago, Mark, when we got hit. I think we had posted a picture from Facebook, from a different Facebook page of the Gold Coast Meter Maids.
Well, we didn't just post a picture that was on Facebook. We posted the Gold Coast Meter Maids Facebook page.
Which has
Facebook,
that picture in it.
And then somebody reported us for sharing a Facebook page on Facebook. And then a Facebook employee, obviously an idiot, banned us for 30 days.
Yeah, it was of bikini-wearing girls. So it wasn't even real, nothing topless or anything like that. More coming up here, 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733.
This November, I'll be running the world's biggest and most popular marathon, the New York City Marathon, as a member of Team Innocence Project. The Innocence Project was the first legal organization to systematically apply DNA testing to cases of wrongful convictions as a powerful tool to reveal innocence. So far in 2018, the Innocence Network has welcomed 32 wrongfully convicted people home from prison for crimes they did not commit and had a record-breaking 850 people unite in Memphis at their annual conference. The movement of freeing the innocent and reforming the criminal justice system is growing and would not be possible without your support. Together as 68 network organizations around the world, they've helped exonerate 513 people who spent a combined total of 7,804 years in prison. They've also worked together to pass over 150 laws in the U.S. to help prevent wrongful convictions. You can support the Innocence Project by going to run.freetalklive.com. That's run.freetalklive.com.
If you wear a denture, are you sure your breath is clean and fresh? Try Polident. It's specifically designed to clean a denture because it's tough on odor-causing bacteria, but gentle on the denture itself. Polident has a 4-in-1 cleaning system with 4 powerful ingredients that work together to deep clean your denture. It kills 99.99% of odor-causing bacteria in laboratory testing and helps remove stains. Feel confident and clean every day with Polident. Available at Walmart for a low price every day.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. We've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates. Our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days. Then, if rates go up, your rate stays locked. But if rates go down, your rate drops. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, you can dial in here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you tonight, you've got Ian,
Melanie,
and Mark.
And I want to make sure you know about Bitcoin.com. You go to Bitcoin.com, that's where you can start to learn about cryptocurrency. Or maybe you don't need the basics. Maybe you're already deep into it. You want to get the latest news headlines? They've got it, too. And in fact, they're updated every single day over at news.bitcoin.com. Once again, that's news.bitcoin.com. You can get your first Bitcoin BTC or Bitcoin Cash through the site over at bitcoin.com and so much more. Plus, over at bitcoin.com, they want you to know that you can now use Bitcoin Cash through saveitpurse.com, that site that we've told you about for years, where you can save easily 20, 25, 30% on the purchases you make at Amazon by paying with Bitcoin. Well, now you can pay with Bitcoin Cash at saveitpurse.com, saveatpurse.com. As we continue here, talking about the major takedown against Alex Jones and his Facebook page, multiple Facebook pages, YouTube channel, his iTunes sourced, I guess, podcasts, multiple podcasts, 5 out of 6 of them apparently, delinked or removed from search results or the ability to search on iTunes, which is, it's a huge hit, because iTunes for us, and I'm sure for every other podcast out there, is the number one by far, like more than every other method of receiving a podcast combined, iTunes is number one.
Yes.
It's the super majority of the way that people receive podcast episodes from Free Talk Live. I suspect that's true across the board for other shows. So, major strike. We're going to go to your calls and thoughts. We go to Matthew in Louisiana. First up, listening to us via the TuneIn app. Go ahead, Matthew.
Yeah, I had heard an interview, Milo Yiannopoulos and Alex Jones. And according to what Alex Jones told Milo, he never came up with this idea. It was a caller who called in, and Alex just didn't dismiss it right offhand and actually started to build on this idea as just, you know, supposedly as just kind of a thought experiment. But he claims he never encouraged anybody to threaten the parents or go after them or anything like that. So
yeah, that would be crazy. I would not think that he would do
that. Yeah, very few people would actually encourage anything remotely illegal on the air, whether or not they said that the school is fake.
Yeah, I don't like Alex Jones. I think he's a bit of a butthead, but he's not stupid. And doing that would have been made him stupid.
Right. Well, I mean, even smart people make mistakes, but yeah, I don't think anybody would say
make
Jones
those
did that.
Kind of mistakes. Yeah. That's a pretty big mistake.
No.
Yeah, exactly.
That's a huge mistake. That's a, or as Trump would say, a huge mistake.
Yep.
Ciao.
Hey, thanks for the call, Matthew. I appreciate your feedback there. We're talking about the takedown against Alex Jones, multiple mega corporations on the internet targeting him all on the same day, apparently. Facebook claiming
and it's
no,
a coincidence.
Total coincidence. We didn't coordinate this with anybody. The company explained on Monday that they have...
I'd be surprised if they did coordinate it, but it sure seems like a coordinated effort.
I mean, most of those places have kind of the same ideology, so it's not... I mean, it's a reaction to a thing that happens. I don't think that YouTube and Facebook and Google all sat down together and had a meeting on whether or not to ban Alex Jones.
Yeah.
According to the story here at CNBC... Facebook claimed that the reason for removing Jones's pages was in no way in relation to concerns over fake news. Quote, all four pages have been unpublished for repeated violations of community standards and accumulating too many strikes, the company said in a blog post. Further, they said, while much of the discussion around InfoWars has been related to false news, this is a serious issue that we're working to address by demoting links marked wrong by fact checkers and suggesting additional content. None of the violations that spurred today's removals were related to this. So again, Facebook saying it was regarding, they warned him over the summertime. So during the month of July, they'd warned him on a few videos and banned his own personal profile. But now they have banned his pages fully, apparently, for glorifying violence. And they also say using dehumanizing language to describe people who are transgender, Muslims, and immigrants.
I mean, he's been doing that, though.
Well, now they've gotten enough strikes against him to where they've banned the pages. Now, I don't know if it's a temporary ban or if it's a ban you're gone forever kind
of thing. Usually only permanent bans make the news because apparently that's all NBC has to talk about. But.
Well, they don't say what this dehumanizing language is. Is simply the word illegals? Is that dehumanizing?
I would say it is.
If you're left enough, yeah.
You know, we are not the Facebook censors, and you know, I would find that to be if Facebook was doing it, I would a platform that talks about free speech. I would find that to be.
Do they talk about that?
Yeah, they do.
Okay.
Facebook pretty much presents themselves as a. I don't think they call themselves literally a free speech platform like Gab does, but they pretend like they don't edit things.
Well, I mean, anybody that actually believes Facebook is free speech hasn't been on Facebook long enough. Facebook in particular has faced calls to remove Jones from the platform altogether. Last month, the company was asked by a CNN journalist why they had not banned InfoWars completely, given its aim to crack down on fake news. Facebook, along with Mark Zuckerberg, their CEO, defended the decision at the time to not remove InfoWars. Tech giants have faced calls from both sides of the political spectrum to be more transparent about the way they approach content flagging and banning. On the left, there are critics who say these firms are not doing enough to take down harmful and offensive content, while on the right, there are some who think internet firms are routinely censoring conservative posts. As private companies, there's nothing in law to bar them from removing user-generated videos and audio as they see fit, but a number of mostly conservative commentators have framed the issue as a matter of freedom of speech. But it's not. It is a private
property. Well, it's not
property.
A free speech issue. It's a fraud issue.
Okay. Where has Facebook claimed to be this free speech
they
mecca?
They have a TOS, and
Terms
in the
service.
TOS it says what you can't do,
right?
And then they... pull down things that don't violate that TOS.
Okay. Nobody reads the TOS. Has there actually been a place online where Facebook's like, we're a free speech platform? I've never seen it, and I don't believe
They don't use the term free speech because that would be inaccurate anyway,
right.
Because they're not a government agency. But they have said, you know, you can say, you know, we accept people of all views, and you can say whatever here, basically. Yeah.
Find me that quote, because
I
don't believe
doubt
you.
That I'm looking here to, find Facebook and its rhetoric. But in all likelihood, this was video that I'm recalling at one point. Or, you know, where
they're talking about various different posts on the page.
Where they spit out some rhetoric. I'm not talking about what you're talking about. I'm talking about where they claim free speech. Where they talk about, you know, Facebook is a platform where friends and family can communicate freely or things like that. They'll use, you know, touchstones, things that give you the notion of free speech, that kind of thing.
Okay.
And
you've seen this, or you're speculating that they have it?
I recall a Facebook taking some kind of stand on free speech, because remember, they do not censor bad words. You can go on Facebook and you can say every bad word you can think of, and Facebook will not censor you.
You could say most of them.
And you can, you can say basically whatever you want on your page. Somebody comes on there and disagrees with you, you're more or less going to be protected, because you're going to be like, hey, you know, they're the ones who came to me, not vice versa. I'm not going on their wall and writing. And so, yeah, I think they use terminology like that that makes you think of the ideas of free speech. Clearly it's not, but, you know, you can't run free speech on the internet. We tried that, the Free Talk Live BBS, and the result was the rubber room for trolls.
Yeah,
so, you know, it just doesn't work.
Right, but we also don't claim to be that, or at least not that I've heard.
It's called Free Talk Live, and some people take that to mean that, you know, somehow or another they can say whatever they want without any kind of questions asked about it.
Yeah, so toll-free number tonight, 855-450, free like freedom, as we continue here. Of course, we'll take your calls, your thoughts about what you want. I am interested in seeing it if somebody wants to post it in our Discord chat, if Facebook has actually gone out and promoted itself as a free speech platform. I don't believe it. I have heard, as you pointed out, Melanie, there's a platform called Gab that has made that claim. I don't know if it's true.
From what I've seen, it's definitely true.
Meaning that people like Chris Cantwell have gone to Gab and not been banned from their platform?
From one spectrum to the other, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You're
saying it's not just for right-wingers at Gab?
They
have commies there? Okay, interesting. This is gab.ai, as I understand it, with the frog logo?
Yeah.
That one? So, good for them if they really are a free speech platform.
Yeah, they ban, like, three things, and there are things that are... They ban, like, illegal threats, and they, like, specify the illegal
what
threats.
What about spam?
I don't think so. But you can block people.
I see. All right. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. Because when I signed up for Gab, all I was getting for friend requests were obviously fake bots, like hot chick bots.
Yeah.
So you have to go build your own community.
Yeah, true. I didn't bother with that crap. We're coming up here in moments. You can share your thoughts. And then, there's Mastodon, which is a more decentralized approach to tweeting and such. Anyway, more on the way. Free Talk Live.
Have you experienced the miracle of CBDs? They can help you reduce suffering, reduce stress, help you sleep better, modulate inflammation in the body, and is absolutely safe. MetaHemp Solutions offers a radically innovative approach to CBDs for exceptional results. Stop suffering and reduce your stress now. Isn't it time for a good night's sleep? Stop worrying about tomorrow today. Lab tested for potency, purity, and is non-psychoactive. Free shipping to all 50 states. Try our product risk-free. Money-back guarantee. Use code GCN15 to get 15% off. That's code GCN15 to get 15% off. Offer ends soon, so visit MetaHemp Solutions today at metahempsolutions.com or call 833-858-7500. Suffer no more. Get rid of the stress and sleep better. Get our product now at metahempsolutions.com. That's metahempsolutions.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.